the whole scene flips, and Late Night just all of a sudden is like, dude, you're a bully. And I'm sitting there going, I thought he was on my side. What happened? It was amazing. Like, it start. You think we're on the same page, but then he just totally flips it. And just the twist at the end of that scene was unbelievable. Was awesome. I loved it.
Well, of course, Melissa Rose is in it. And you know, when me and you and Melissa did that scene, it was at Applebee's in Atlanta. And what was it?
Panola Road.
Panola Road. And do you know what time we did that scene? Do you know what time we did that scene, Late Night? Well, I remember that scene we did. It was after the show we did, you know, last year, okay? Mm-hmm. But that scene we did at 3 o'clock in the morning, right?
3 o'clock in the morning outside a parking lot. And I love that scene because in that one moment I had a character that slept with Melissa Rose. So I am happy to have done that scene.
Wait, you can't touch yourself. Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
Well she's true. My girlfriend. That's Chelsea, true. If I got a girlfriend that hot, you know I'm going to tap it. That you can't.
And that's why she's not here tonight, probably, because it's me. Okay, so I'm going to play Melissa Rose. Speaking about her, she went AWOL on us tonight, okay? Is that Melissa Rose now?
Oh, God.
No.
Oh, thank God.
I'm going to say one more thing.
Let's see what this is. Oh, yeah.
I was going to be your husband or something.
One thing I want to say is, working with Vinny, it's hard to keep a straight face.
Oh, yeah.
It's hard to keep a straight face, though. So. Yes. Yeah, like I said, I really enjoyed the role that I played. Yes. And
well, you have another role coming up next year. We're going to be doing it tonight after this.
Okay.
And of course, it's, I don't want to tell too much about it because I always work on another movie when I'm promoting another movie. So mm-hmm. I don't want to tell too much about it, but we're going to do some more acting after this show tonight. But okay, let's play Melissa Rose. And this is Freaky Boy coming number 5 for this month of February. Oh, God, that's Miss Felicia over there. Man, we're a freaky woman. Okay, so so next up, we're gonna have me interviewing Chucky Seymour. Me interviewing my own character, Chucky Seymour. And this is, in Chucky's words, his response to me interviewing. Vinny saw this last night.
Yes, I did. And I just want to say to everybody that contrary to what you might be thinking, no LSD was taken in the making of this interview. This is a parallel. This is like a weird parallel universe you're about to enter right now.
Okay. Now, keep in mind, some people might say I have no life. I did this in Danvers, Mass. And people can see this online and DSS TV station. I have it on YouTube. But one version of me, I have a goatee, and then the other version, Chucky Seymour has a mustache, okay? You saw this, okay? What did you think?
I thought it was crazy.
You thought it was crazy? How crazy?
It was real crazy. It was like, and then I was paying attention to it. Like you said, one, you had like facial hair, and the other, I think you just had a mustache. And
yeah, but Chucky Seymour look.
Yeah.
I mean, Ron Burgundy did it in character, so Chucky Seymour, okay, well, here it is. Just the audio.
Now, a Derek Shapiro exclusive, Derek Shapiro's Basement Warning Show, Derek Shapiro's Morning Show Now, a point of interview, we have Chucky Seymour. Good morning, Chucky, and good afternoon, of course, for Derek Shapiro's episode of the show. How you doing, Chucky?
Great. How are you, Derek Shapiro?
What?
How are you, Derek Shapiro?
Okay. I think I understand you. So, Chucky,
this is an interview by you, Derek Shapiro?
Yes, this is an interview, yes. With me, Derek Shapiro, yes. Tell me, Chucky, how does it feel to be in your own movie, No Lips, No Teeth?
It feels surreal. And exciting that you, Derek Shapiro, are playing me, No Lips, No Teeth.
Oh, yes. I'm playing you, me, Derek Shapiro.
Why am I not Derek Shapiro by now?
Why am I not Derek Shapiro? Because you're Chucky Seymour right now.
Hey, I have a question for you, Mr. Derek Shapiro. Can I host your show?
Can you host my show? No.
I asked Bob that in the movie, if I could host his show.
Oh, you asked Bob that in the movie?
You should show a clip.
Okay, we have a clip, okay. Here's a clip of this, Chucky Seymour, No Lips, No Teeth.
So I travel around the U.S.
You talk about the You travel around the U.S. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
And what do you do, Chucky?
Well, I travel around because people give me no respect here in Rhode Island.
I can see it.
And people give me some respect in down south. Some.
Right. Why? Why is that?
But some people, they find me too.
Yeah.
Yes. Can they Chucky Seymour?
No, I can't even believe they'd make fun of you.
No.
No. Why would they do that?
I don't know, but hopefully being yourself, people will give me more respect, you know?
Yeah.
You know, like
Rodney Dangerfield. Yeah. All right, we done?
Well, I have a question for you, Bob.
What's that?
I always want to do this, you know? Chucky Seymour, I always want to do this. Can I be in that seat and host your show?
Are you done? No, nobody takes my seat.
I'm Chucky Seymour on the Bob Show.
I'm going to be featuring the first song of Desi Leon.
Okay.
Because everybody knows my name. That's where they call me.
Okay. So, where'd you do the movie?
We did this in Bay States.
I'm sorry?
Barbados. Marlon, Mass, and Georgia.
Okay.
Yeah, in the movie, Melissa Rose, Trina C.
Okay, so that's Melissa Rose, Trina C.
Bacon, Victor Barber,
Jason J. Tavoris, yes.
From the Eddie movies.
The Eddie Ferber movies, okay.
Vinny Bucci, the comedian.
That's Vinny Bucci, yeah, the comedian, yeah.
Met my producer of your show.
A late night, they're the producer of the Derek Shapiro show, on the episode show, yes.
And movies, new song by Melissa Rose.
We have a new song by Melissa Rose. What's it called?
It's called Anyone by Melissa Rose.
Alright, here's Anyone by Melissa Rose. For the No Lips, No Teeth soundtrack, okay.
vision is it in between my thighs? I can't be everything to everyone.
Mr. Derek Shapiro, you have a great day.
Oh yes, you too. You have a great day. Okay, thank you very much, Chucky Seymour.
You're welcome.
All Those No Teeth comes out March 14th. And on the movie internet channel at yellowside.com.
All right, we have a great guest in the studio, courtesy of RVZ, of course. You're the second woman I interviewed, well, I'm interviewing now, actually, from Texas. Do you know who the first woman was?
Who?
Kelly Clarkson.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, dang.
Yes, yes, Kelly Clarkson, the original American Idol, of course.
Yeah.
So what brought you to Atlanta from Texas?
I moved to Alabama, then I moved to Georgia.
What part of Alabama?
Rainbow City.
Rainbow City.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know Rainbow City. That's near Fort Payne?
Gadsden.
Oh, okay, Gadsden, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my ex-girlfriend was out there. Yes. Yes. So, what do you do for work?
I work in Sam's.
Sam's?
Club.
Oh, Sam's Club. I was there today getting gumballs, because I have a vending business, too, on the side, okay?
Oh, okay.
Yes. I love the samples there, too, you know?
Yeah.
So, you're from Texas. What part of Texas?
Mission.
Mission, Texas. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So people always have a mission there, right?
Mm-hmm.
They have a mission statement?
Huh?
They have a mission statement in Mission?
Yeah.
So, where's that near?
That's South Texas, pretty
South
much
Texas.
All the way at the bottom.
Really? So,
so that's where all the cowboys live, right?
All the cowboys.
Really? Yeehaw! Wow. So are you a big fan of the television show Dallas back in the day with Jerry Ewing, you know? Or the new Dallas?
Just new.
No.
Dallas Cowboys.
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, I went to Texas one time. You know, I drove my car. It has 247,000 miles in the parking lot. I can show you. But it's a dump, though, you know. But you know, it was a good experience in Texas. I love Texas, you know. So... what's the biggest misconception about Texas that you can tell people?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know.
No? So when did you move out to here to Georgia?
When?
Yes.
About 11 years ago,
really?
Maybe.
So you're Erica, and I'm Derek. So I'm going to change my name to Derica. So it's a Derica and Erica show.
There you go.
Erica and Derica show.
There you go.
It's the Derica's, Erica's.
Yes. Hot shits get top billing.
Exactly. So, have you ever been on radio before? Or
no.
On my radio? No.
Never.
So, this is your first time?
First time.
Yes. So, do you sing?
No.
No. So, you don't sing country music?
I like country music, but I can't sing. No.
What's your favorite country song, though?
I really don't know.
So if you had to pick, like, Shania Twain.
I like Carrie Underwood.
Okay. So, what's one song you like for her?
Cowboy Casanova.
How's it go?
I don't know.
I'm trying to get you to sing.
I know.
So you're not even like one bar?
No.
No. Now, do you know how to line dance?
Kind of.
Okay. Well, I'm going to show you how to line dance. You want to see? I'm going to move this chair over here, okay? If you can help me.
I'm not going to line dance.
Well, I'm going to show my
hold
down.
Okay.
Okay,
you can show yours.
Yeah,
all right.
Okay.
Well, Vinny knows how to do it. I want you guys to do it with me, okay? So Vinny, you stay in the middle. No, you stay in the middle of the course. Come here. Yeah, come here.
No, I thought you were going to line dance.
Yeah, so
you said you were going to line dance and show us.
I know, but I want you to. But you know how to do it. So Vinny did it with me yesterday on my show, okay? Okay.
Oh, dear Lord.
But we can get her involved, too, okay? It's simple. It's very simple, okay?
Okay.
So we do this.
What is that?
This is
a weird type of. This is not really line dancing. Okay. This is this is some Cotton Eye Joe shit he wants to do right now. This is not line dancing.
Yeah.
I've seen line dancing at Wild Bill's. It's the most boring experience you will ever have. No offense.
Hey,
that's
me not doing it.
This is a Derek Shapiro hoedown, okay?
Okay. So
well, where's the hose?
I'm like, well, anyway. But I want to thank you very much.
Showdown.
Oh, down. Yeah, that's a real costume. Yes.
Step.
She loves it. She requested for me to do it last night.
Yes.
I wasn't even planning to do it. Okay. Well, thank you very much for being here. I got to kiss your hand again. See, kissing a Texas hand.
Texas.
Oh, she's Texas.
She's Texan. Oh. Yeah, well,
the Lone Ranger.
Lone Ranger.
We're playing right now. She's from Alabama.
Oh, yeah. You're like
not
Alabama.
Alabama. She's from ATL.
ATL, yeah.
No,
yeah.
We're playing with she's been to Alabama, so we're playing with them.
Show your picture again on the camera.
Hmm?
Yeah,
look at the camera.
Look at that.
Yep.
Beautiful. Aww. Derica and Erica. Erica and Derica. All right. So next one I want to do is Mel B. I interviewed her. In New York, she's a former Spice Girl, of course. She comes in number 4 for the month of February. Then Matchbox 20 comes in number 3 with our song. Here it is, Mel B and Matchbox 20.
Through I don't know why sometimes we seem so apart, sewn together with a broken heart. I try to see you, but it's getting dark. Words keep flowing out, I wonder what they mean. You're like a little piece of kerosene. But girl, you've always been a friend to me. And I've been too proud sometimes, chasing fall the lines. Oh no, I'm gonna be there always. After the pain has gone away, the feelings are so strong. This can be our song. Could handle me, but I don't know what I'm supposed to be. You're the only one who really sees. You get me. Strong, this can be our song. This can be our song. Oh no.
We're live on the air, and we have a surprise guest late night, okay? Late night, who do you think this is? Is this surprise guest? No, it's not Jerry Truman. No. It's not that boring, no. It is none other than Repeat. How you doing, Repeat?
Hey, Mr. Shapiro, how you doing?
Yes, you and your brother always call me Mr. Shapiro, you know? I mean, you know, I'm not that old. Am I that old? Yes. Now, this is great. I mean, very rare. I have my current producer and my former producer on the show together. Okay, this is like day and night. I'm telling you. I mean, between you two, I'm telling you. You know, because late night's night. You know, in your day. I mean, he's so late night. He watches the Late Late Show with Seth Meyers now. You know. Yeah, you know, oh. Yeah, Seth Meyers.
Wait, Craig Ferguson lost his job?
No, Craig Ferguson's still on, but he's a Seth Meyers guy, you know, from Saturday Night Live, right? So Repeat, do you ever miss doing my show?
Well, we had our fun moments, but you know, I have to move on.
I mean, did you have to go to therapy for months after you did my show?
No,
you never had to do therapy after you did my show, did you?
No. No.
Yeah, who's working for NBC? Oh, late night said you're working, you're making the big bucks because you work for NBC now.
No, not yet.
You can't do that to me. Derek Shapiro is the big bucks, right? Yes. So, all right, Repeat. All right, Repeat. You have a good night. All right. You have a good night. All right. Get it? See, I got to repeat myself. You know? All right. John Richmond's brother. Okay. Next up, we're going to do a Keith Urban interview. Now, tell me about, country music, okay? We have country style there. We had Erica, who's from Texas. What do you think about Keith Urban? Tell me.
What?
What do you think about Keith Urban?
What do I think about Keith Urban?
Yes. Are you in love with him?
No, I'm not.
Is Jerry Truman in love with him?
He could be. I don't know.
Jerry Truman's bi.
Yes. Bye and bye and bye.
Bye-bye. No. Okay. Hey, Miss Felicia, what do you think about Keith Urban?
I like Keith Urban.
Call microphone.
Well, that microphone would help.
No, I like Keith Urban. I like his music.
Yeah, you think he's sexy?
Yeah.
Oh, but you've been on.
I think Benny's sexy even more.
Okay, so Nicole Kidman doesn't have to worry about it, right? Okay, let's play this Keith Urban segment twice. This is a quick interview. Okay, let's play it twice. Okay, then we'll play the Keith Urban song, A Little Bit of Everything, which is the number fourth. No, I'm sorry, the number second song for the month of February. Let's play this twice.
How you doing, Keith?
Good, man.
How's Nicole doing?
She's good, thank you.
She's good? All right. And how's it feel to return to American Idol?
Yeah.
All right. How you doing, Keith?
Good, man.
How's Nicole doing?
She's good, thank you.
All right. And how's it feel to return to American Idol?
Yeah.
All right.
I wish I could take a cab down to the creek and hang a disco ball from an old oak tree. Smoke and drink once in a while, somehow it'd be good for me. I want a cool chick that'll cook for me, but he'll dance on the bar in her tan bare feet and do what I want when I want, and she'll do it with me. I don't need too much of nothing. Just wanna sing a little chill song, get my groove on, pour something strong down in my drink. Oh no, that I don't need a whole lot of anything. I just want a little bit of everything. Na 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 na, na 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 na. I just want a little bit of everything. Na 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 na, na 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 na. Whoa. Now I don't need a garage full of cars, but I'll take a whole box. Cuban cigars and I smoke nice and slow, like they were good for me. Don't need a ranch or a big piece of land, but I like to get a little bit of dirt on my hands. A big old couch in a big old room still feels lonely when it's just you. Yes, it does. I don't need too much of nothing. I just want to sing a little chill song and get my groove on. Pour something strong down in my drink. Oh, no, that I don't need a whole lot of anything. I just want a little bit of everything. Na 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 na, na 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 na. A little bit of everything under the sun. So when I kick back, basking in it, I'll be okay. Of nothing, I just want to sing a little chill song, get my groove on, pour something strong down in my drink. Well, know that I don't need a whole lot of anything. I just want a little bit of everything. Na 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 na, na 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 na. I just want a little bit of everything. Na 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 na, na 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 na.
That was Keith Urban, A Little Bit of Everything. Now we have two quick interviews, and then we're going to play three songs back to back. But first we have Late Night, my producer. You have this artist you want to push, and she came to my show last night. Her name is, again?
Nika Leslie.
Nika Leslie.
Nika Lustig?
Nika Leslie.
Nika Leslie.
From Jamaica.
Yeah. Jamaican food. I love Jamaican.
Yeah.
You like Jamaican food?
Do I like Jamaican?
The jerk chicken?
Yeah, I like it.
Do you have to be a jerk to have jerk chicken?
Nah.
You have cocoa bread?
So tell me about your artist.
Well, she's from Westmoreland, Jamaica. She's been all over the place. She's fairly young, 23.
She's beautiful, too.
Thank you.
How'd you meet her?
Craigslist.
Really?
Craigslist.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Craigslist got everything going on, huh?
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, you say you met her on Craigslist. Was this through the artist section or the casual section?
Yeah, which one,
bro? Come on, nah, come on, let's go. But you're a good interviewer. Wow, I love you, Vinny, for this one. Wow.
Well, I have to ask because I myself have been through frequented Craigslist from time to time, so I need to ask the question.
Yeah. Nah, I met her on the artist section, which is kind of cool because
kind of cool.
Yeah, there's a lot of BS on there, so you know, I end up, you know, we end up
dating too.
Nah, I don't mix business with pleasure.
No.
Well, that's what you're saying on air now. Yeah,
uh-huh. Yeah, Vinny and Queen Felicia always mix business with pleasure. Hey, why do you think Barry and RVZ is outside the main room? No, okay, so so what's the song we're gonna be playing by?
This is a promotional song called Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, that's what you did last night.
Okay. Yeah. So we should play this in the beginning of the show. Hello. Okay. All right. So next up, we have two. This artist too. We're gonna play all three songs back to back after this.
Okay.
Okay. So.
One more thing. She's going through artist development. I have an artist development label, production label. So, me and Bari are currently working on her as far as her performance and her songwriting and things like that.
And where can people find her contact information?
You can go to her Facebook page. I am Nika Leslie. That's NEKALESLIE. And you can also find her some of her songs on. Well, we only have two songs so far. That's on Gorgeous Mo. Gorgeous M O. Capital M O. That's the channel, YouTube channel.
So if this song goes number one on the Derek Shapiro Show, what would you say?
Well, I have to, you know, once we receive that Grammy, I have to.
How would we be compensated? How about that?
All right, so we're gonna hear Hello, and then, before we hear Hello, we have this artist on the phone too. And Hello, how are you doing today?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Yeah, you're. How do you pronounce your name?
Okereke. I'm his popular.
Yeah, Okereke.
It's good. So this is Miss Felicia's artist. So we have first late night's artist, then Miss Felicia's
Felicia,
artist, Queen
yeah.
Felicia. So tell me about yourself. Where are you from?
Hey, man, I was born in Nigeria. I came over when I was three. I was raised in Savannah, Georgia.
Savannah, Georgia. Oh, I like Savannah. Oh, I love it down there. 2 hours away from Jacksonville, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. So tell me about your music.
Oh, man. I'm pretty much an inspirational artist, I like to say. But there's really no box to the style of music that I make. I'm a singer, songwriter, producer.
Okay. And where do you record? Do you have your own recording studio?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I actually do. I have my own studio, apart from, singing. Write music and produce, and I'm also an engineer. So,
do you live in Atlanta right now?
No, he's still living in Savannah.
Oh, you're still in Savannah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm still in Savannah. I'm actually moving to Atlanta in the next couple of months.
Oh, beautiful! So you got to come over here to Rich Productions over here in Marietta, Georgia. You know?
Oh yeah, most definitely. That's actually the area that I'm moving to, Marietta.
Oh man, people will love you over here at Rich Productions, okay? Because That's why I had to come back every 6 months because.
He also is a signed artist who you're talking to.
You're a signed artist. So what record label are you with?
IMG Universal.
Okay. Oh, Universal. So NBC, company of NBC.
And we're going to do this one. It's going down.
Yeah, IMG Universal.
Okay, so Ms. Felicia wants to play It's Going Down because it's going down here on the Derek Shapiro Show.
Yes.
So on the count of three, okay, we're going to say Derek Shapiro Show, okay? And you two would do it, okay?
Okereke?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, okay? Derek Shapiro Show!
It's going down.
All right, so first we're going to play Hello. Then it's going down. Then Melissa Rose's number one song for the month of February, Fierce and Fab. Then we'll close out the show after that.
As my dreams unfold around me, and it seems I finally found everything in life worth chasing. Going down, baby.
All right.
Where are we back?
That was Melissa Rose, and we're going to say goodbye to everybody.
Oh, yes. Look,
there's me coming in.
Hi.
Yes. Derek Shapiro's Basement Morning. No, not Derek Shapiro's Basement Morning Show. Derek Shapiro's Episode Show 94. Buddy, catch me weekdays, Monday through Friday, okay? 6 to 9 here on DerekShapiroShow.com.
5 days a week.
And DSSTVStation.com, 6 to 9, okay? And that's the Derek Shapiro's Basement Morning Show, DerekShapiroShow.com, leading channel. And on the DSSTVStation.com front page, 6 to 9, Monday through Friday, the 9 to 11 on DSSTVStation.com and 80s, 90s, 2000s, Today Radio TV, Diolsa.com, both on the front page. And you catch No Lips, No Teeth, Movie Internet Channel, Diolsa.com. But now, Vinny.
Vinny.
On Fridays, every Friday morning,
you're
on the Regular Guys show, huh?
The Regular Guys on Rock 100.5 every Friday morning.
What time is now?
5:30 a.m. to 9 a.m.
I brought the Regular Guys up to somebody today. I was on the road today, right? I was saying Vinny Bucci's on my show, and you're on the Regular Guys show.
Who's a regular guy?
What?
He's in a Regular Guy.
He's on the Regular Guys. Okay. The Regular Guys, yeah. Now, let me ask you about the Regular Guys.
Okay.
Now, they do not like when you bring up my name.
No, they don't.
Now, I bring up other radio people on my show. Like, I've interviewed Clark Howard, okay? You know, he's on another, radio here in Atlanta. I've interviewed other radio people. Are they that insecure about themselves that they think that Derek Shapiro is a threat to their ratings?
I don't really think it's that you're a threat. I think it's just that you kind of drove them nuts. That's really what it was.
But that's okay. I drive everybody nuts.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with it. It's just that they apparently, because you like to send out a lot of Facebook and Twitter posts. And you were the thing is this, you were bombarding the Regular Guys Facebook page with so much stuff, they finally had to block you.
That's
good. Oh, wow.
And also when you called in from Regular Guys Squares a few
years
ago.
Yes, I did.
That was funny. I loved every second of that.
High five for that one.
I loved every second of that. You drove them crazy. But they played off of it, but they were like, wow.
Okay. Do you DM me to call them up, okay? Okay, I'm going to call him up, okay? Be telling another person, okay? And say at the end, guess what? I'm not this person. I'm really Derek Shapiro.
If you call as Chucky Seymour, I will be very impressed.
Okay.
I'll be the only one laughing.
Okay. I'll do that the day the movie comes out. You
yeah,
DM me too?
They'll be like, this is Chucky and Marietta, Petit Tong. You're like, epic kickdown, guys. I swear. Do it. Please, on March 14th, do that.
Okay, I'll do that on March 14th. Okay.
Wait a minute. They block him? Who would want to block you?
So many people. Yeah. Anyway, if you at least have people that don't want to, block you, I mean, you're not doing your job right, you know? But we compete with each other on Friday mornings, you know? I mean, you're on the Regular Guys show, I'm doing the Derek Shapiro's Basement Morning Show. Could be that?
Yeah.
But you know what? I'm recorded. So I listen to other morning shows. Do you know what I'm usually doing when my morning show's on?
Where?
I'm taking my children to school.
Wow.
Well, take my daughter to school. Or I could be off doing something else. Like, you know, I'm in the mall sometimes taking a walk with the older people, you know.
Yeah.
You know, can exercise, but it's just so cold. Or I'm at the gym with my mom. You know, a lot of people don't know. In radio, in afternoons, you think the DJs are there sometimes, okay? I don't know if your station's like that, you know. But
well, it's usually like if they go on vacation for a week, they have people who work at the station that put in like a best of, and you're playing, they play classic clips from yesteryear.
But there are certain... There are certain stations that you think the DJs are there every day. They record their shows like I do in the morning time. This is the only time I'm live. Anyway, I want to thank Vinny Bucci. Thank you very much, Vinny Bucci.
Thank you, Derek.
I love you more than I love my pants.
That's a lot of love, I guess.
We love you a lot.
No, I don't know. I love you more than I love my car.
No, wait a minute. Okay. There are three things that the men love the most is their car, their money, and women.
I don't love you more than women. No.
I would slap you if you did.
Ms. Felicia, I love you.
Thank you. And I'm Queen Felicia, right here in the ATL and Talent Agency.
I just want to ask you, when are you guys' wedding?
Oh,
when is that?
We haven't really planned.
Wow, yet. Whoa.
Also, I want to thank Repeat for calling in. Me calling him. I want to thank RVZ and Erica at the Erica and Derica show. I want to thank Bari. Yes, Bari. A.K.A. J.D. Copperfield. Can be that?
What's up, Barry?
Barry!
There you go!
Yes! Let's give him an applause for Barry. Yes! Thank you very much.
He's a great artist.
Look at this. Thank you very much.
Thank you,
Okariki. Thank you, Okariki. Okay. Thank you to Late Night. Of course, I couldn't do this without you.
That's right.
Thank you to Johnny Richmond. Yes, John. And let's who else should I thank?
So many
my parents who are on the show tonight. And
Mom,
Dad. Yes, Mom and Dad.
Good to meet you.
And who else are on the show tonight? That's it, right?
Yeah.
So that's
thanking
it.
All the listeners who's out
yes,
there listening, watching.
Watching.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We'll see you tomorrow on the Derek Shapiro's Basement
same
Morning Show.
Same time.
Same time, same place. Bye-bye.
Yep.